Welcome, everyone. Thank you for downloading episode 37 of the Friendship Podcast. The boys bring you a soulful brother episode where we have a nerd corner, some half-cocked news. If you pay real close attention, you might just hear an Easter egg for the vodka break. So sit back and enjoy the Friendship Podcast.
We ain't got nothing else to say, so we'll say nothing at all.
This is the Friendship Podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Why didn't you intro us?
We do an intro before this, so who cares? We're just doing it.
All right.
You don't want to do it? You do it.
No. Who are you?
I'm CJ,
I'm BK.
I don't care.
And this is...
Podcast.
The Friendship.
Popcast. I think
we did it last time.
Yeah, we did it last time and it was way better, but this time it's not that great.
Why did you not intro us?
Because it's always on me. I wanna put it on you a little bit.
Well, then talk to me about it.
I did.
When?
Did you not hear the intro? You want to rewind the track and go back?
Why didn't you? You said I guess we have nothing else to say.
That was my way of intro. That was an intro.
I thought you would be like, hey, before we start recording, oh, how about this time, Brian? You go, hey, this is the Friendship Podcast.
Who?
So.
Who? You Brian? Mean bank?
No, I don't.
You mean BK?
I mean, I'm using my corporate structure name.
Ah, okay.
Brian, this is the corporate episode.
Oh, so this is corporate podcast?
A corporate podcast.
So we'll be like, welcome to the corporate podcast. My name is special field assignment Chris Johnson.
And this is Brian Kohler bringing you structure.
The structurist of the structure. And don't forget, structure.
No tangents.
All structure, all the time.
All about that structure, no tangents.
Now, at the top of the news, we have today a North San Francisco man drowned in his own bed.
Oh.
It's interesting because a bed doesn't normally have water in it. However, this was a water bed. Okay. I should have said that before, but now that I think about it, I realize that fact should have been brought forth.
Water beds normally have water in them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's in the name.
Yeah, I don't think he could drown in 3 inches of water, so I guess a water bed would be plenty of water to drown.
Great start to the show, if I can say so myself.
Yeah. Homie harmonies.
Oh, just right into it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what? Why? I'm going to hit you right off the bat. Here's my homie harmony. Taking care of business. Every day.
I feel.
Taking care of business and taking overtime and work out.
I feel we have. Is this something you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to. I'm making sure that we're structurally sound.
Yeah. Like what's up with you in structure, man?
I want to be an architect on this episode.
Yeah. Why?
What sparked
this inspiration on your part?
I don't know. I like taking a thing and running with it.
Well, then we'll run with it. Tell me, empower me.
Empower you.
Yeah, man. Empower me with what you're feeling, baby. Give me some of that juice.
I'm feeling like.
What are you feeling like?
You plugged this into here?
Yeah, I did.
Does that work? Wow. I like it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you wanted a structure sound episode, so I'm trying to build that for you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know when I said that. You're weirding me out here.
All right. Go to the next topic. Day. Oh, what's your homie harmony?
Oh, okay. So you're sticking with that. You're just taking care of a business.
That's
what you got?
It's a good song. I'm taking care of it
now. It's a good song. It's not the great song.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it?
What movie is?
We might save it for Shame Corner if you haven't seen it.
What movie is this?
It's Jim Belushi, where he's taking care of business the whole time.
Is that what it's called? Taking care of business?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I ain't seen it.
The cover is him like in a Hawaiian shirt riding on top of like a limo or something.
Oh, that sounds like something I should have seen. But yeah,
pretty
no.
Tight movie.
No, I haven't. Mm. So that's that.
What is your homie harmony?
What's my homie harmony?
Yeah.
I feel like this would be a segment where I would shine. However, I feel a little underwhelming right now. Yeah. I feel I'm not going to, whatever I bring up to the table is not going to be up to TFP standards. And it's just, I just don't want to make it or fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you bake it.
Fake it till you make it and bake it.
Bake it until you malake it.
Fair.
And then you pullake it to your shamake it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a song?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just kind of stringing together words that rhymed.
Homie harmonies, are we just doing songs? I forget. Was it Was it like anything or?
You said it was anything. The first one I gave to you was a freestyle.
Okay. Yeah.
And now this one, I don't know, because you're putting me on the spot and you already had taking care of business. So it's like.
Every day, taking care of business and working overtime.
Hey, man.
Great song.
This is, I might catch a little shit for this, but whatever. This is the first thing that popped into my mind.
Hey, man.
I'm going to go, hey, dude. Bro. Yeah. Amber is the color of your energy, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
whoa. Amber is the color of your energy.
It's a great song. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
I don't know what it means either, but that's where
yeah.
I went.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do like, hey, man, you're an all-star because you said, hey, man.
I did say that. I was getting a startup to an all-star kind of reference.
And then you
could
have told me to get my game on. Like, I'm out. I'm not doing.
And then get paid.
And
though.
Get paid.
Yeah, yeah. But, money, you know, all paid. That glitters is gold, blow. Mm. Gold blow.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a real thing, man. So, I mean, the fans might be interested to know that this is the second.
Don't say it. Don't.
This is the second episode of a double.
Don't you use the term
brother episode?
Yeah.
It's a brother episode.
It's a non-guest brother episode.
We just figured that, you know, we've been flooding the market with such great talent. You know, we had the Bill and Edgar. We had Mike. We had Eden. We had Adam.
Bedger, Meaden.
Eben. Eben. Eben and Eben.
Eben and Eben.
And we just feel guilty that we didn't bring people what they came to the show for. Like, they come.
Us.
They roll into the podcast application, or they go to the Stitcher Radio,
right.
Or they go to thefriendshippodcast.com.
Jesus Christ.
And they see us. They see two guys having fun, number one, California, here we come.
Yeah.
And they just see all these other people. They're like, well, we want to know about you guys.
Yeah.
So we want to know about you. So what we're going to do is we're going to field some fan questions.
Okay.
And we're going to see how this rolls out. I mean, I don't know how it's going to do because, to be quite frank with you, I just got these from Carol.
Yep.
If our listeners remember, Carol is our craft services person who quit because I was too mean to her because she was a piece of shit.
Well, she wanted to do other things.
Yeah. She didn't want to do other things, huh? That's something she wanted to do.
Sore subject.
It's not for me. If anything, it's a sweet subject.
I'm sure that all these are very well organized and put together and fact-checked.
She just threw them at me.
Okay.
She just came into the studio. I was at my desk. I was just fucking gently masturbating myself like I do every day at 12 p.m.
Yep.
And she just rolls in and just flings these papers on my desk. And
at
I'm
least
like,
she's comfortable around you.
Yeah, but it's like, I feel you shouldn't, you know?
She's not interrupting your masturbation. She
was. No, I stopped. I mean, I'm not an animal. I'm not going to keep wanging it while there's a lady in the room.
I thought you just stared directly into her eyes.
No, you don't. That's how you lose your soul.
Fair enough.
Anyone knows that, bro.
Did not.
That's Gypsy 101, homie.
Sorry, man.
Did you not take that class?
I did not.
It's obvious. I can tell. Anyways.
Before we get into the questions, though, at the top of the show, I thought you wanted to do some special announcements.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I guess so.
This is me bringing the structure back.
I like how it is. Yeah. I like it. So, yes, there are a couple announcements I want to make. So if you'd pleasure me.
Nope, I will not. No, but I'll give you the leeway to go ahead.
Okay. So if you will.
Yeah.
I got a couple announcements to make. Announcement number one. TFP Incorporated, a.k.a. CJ in the Bank. Would like to wish a very happy birthday, special happy birthday, to Teresa, aka May Marion, aka Jay-Z, aka Blonde B, aka Lil Shouty for Shouty, and all around cool person.
Road Warrior,
keep it real.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Second announcement. With a heavy heart, I'm coming. good, bad.
Heavy heart and some laughs.
We lost recently in the technology field. We lost a homie to my job. He's alive.
Not dead.
He's alive, but he's no longer amongst the gods upon Mount Promimpus. Is what I'm gonna call it.
Right.
So I just want to say big shout out to Big Joe Sims, 2014. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dot dot dot. Pause. Hustle, I miss you every day, baby.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. I felt I had to get them out because they were very close, both of them.
It's a friendship podcast. You gotta talk about your friends.
You recognize the people close to you, and you want to make sure you support them because they are going to, in turn, support you in what you do. And isn't that what just humanity is about?
I don't think anyone's done for us except for some strangers.
No, we got some support, bro. Right. I feel you're a little, you're being a little cynical about that.
I'm always cynical.
Yeah, but you can't, it's, I don't want to say this. I feel you're bringing it up.
Okay.
But no one likes it, bro. This isn't the 90s anymore, man. No one gives a shit.
Bro, it's how I push people away. They can't push me away first.
No one gives a fuck about your feelings, man.
All right.
We just want to hear them raps.
Okay.
16 bars.
The raps I never do.
We just want them bars. Hit me with them bars.
It's not going to happen.
Hit the bars.
We need to get these fan questions
BK. Hit the bars.
That you're so adamant about getting done.
No one care about your feelings. It's bars.
I don't have any bars.
Just hit them with the bars.
Don't have any bars.
Just BK, hit them with the bars.
I don't even know what a bar is.
Just please, just understand the bar.
Isn't it like a singing technique, not a rapping technique?
It doesn't matter. It's just a bar.
Okay. Well, I ain't got no bars.
Just hit me with them, bro. You were going far. You were going fine. You were doing it so good until you just started not talking.
No bars.
It's just talking. That was bars. Oh. We had like, that was maybe like 3.5 bars.
I didn't know that that's what it was.
Yeah, see?
Oh.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thanks for teaching me something.
Duh. That's what friends are for. Shit. Sorry, I got to adjust my fucking dope ass mic stand.
Yeah. So our number one, like the number one thing that I get DM'd on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is hey man, when you guys have guests, you need to do double the amount of time because I don't care about any of your guests. I just want to hear you guys talk.
Well, here's the thing. Who's that from?
That's every single,
that's just every okay.
single person that follows right,
so
me.
Everyone who DMs directly to BK,
yeah.
One, I don't worst person to DM in terms of the friendship podcast.
Yeah.
You're not, he's not gonna get back to you. I'm surprised. How'd you even find out about this shit?
I accidentally opened Twitter. I was like looking for videos Reddit Twitter podcast.
You're trying to hit that fucking Reddit / hentai is what you're trying to hit?
You know it.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck.
That's a weird one to use.
That was the bad. Whatever.
All right. So no, but they that's why we're doing another
brotherly episode is what it is. Yeah,
they need to hear our voices,
and we're here to please you guys. We're here to tease you guys. We're here to please. No, that's not a word. But we are here to make sure everyone understands that we're about friends.
Yeah,
we just want to be friends. Okay, so that was that one. Here's another one that I get.
Yeah,
this is on Elo, which is weird because it's like barely anyone's on there.
That's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Elo.
Elo.
No, you haven't. You're on there.
Am I?
We're friends.
That's a real thing?
It is.
Okay.
Remember, I was exchanging Elo invites for certain services? Remember
that? Oh, Elo. Okay.
Yeah, Elo.
Yeah,
Elo.
Yeah.
Elo. Not like, you know, I got, Rihanna.
I think I got Mike V and Neil Douglas on there.
Yeah, probably. I think. I check.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, what they always ask is they're just like, what happened to all your old shit?
Right.
Because we had so many old bits back in the day. We had Looking Back.
Yep.
We had a whole song that we fucking tuned. We tuned it. You don't remember it?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to take you back then.
Okay.
You go, 2, 3, 4. Looking back, my friend.
Oh, yeah. For looking back.
Looking back till the bitter end. I know that it's me.
And I know that it's you.
Reminiscing about the shit that we do.
As long as we got each other. Do-do-do. We got the world hanging out of our hands and near you. It's also the theme song to Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah. It morphs into that.
Right.
We give it our own intro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like we're introing the intro.
Yeah. Those are the days.
Yeah, we did that.
This is like a clip show.
Yeah, we had Unspoken.
Yeah.
You know, something that was a very early success.
Hey, Raph. This is Casey Jones.
I think you mixed it up.
Wait. No, I was Casey.
Were you? Yeah.
But they both had raspy voices.
This is the worst clip show.
I love it. This is the one.
This is the one. This is the worst.
This is a half-cocked clip show.
Well, we might need to change our name. But what do you feel about it? I mean, do you miss them? Do you think that that's something we should probably try to integrate back into the lineup? Or do you think all of our new shit that we've come up with is surpass that? What do you think, BK?
I love me some Shortcuts. I'll tell you that right now.
That's a new one. You can't. We've just.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So it's hard for me to like. Because what would we like? we've gone through looking back, peaked with Gloria. Looking back,
yeah,
we found out you're a murderer.
We didn't find out anything.
And then that was it. There's no reason to look back anymore.
I feel you're unjustly putting me in the murder spot when
Gloria
was never
not sat in that seat and said I was not murdered.
People grow apart from each other.
I know, but I feel she would have heard it by now.
It's really, you really think that it's cycled to her?
Yeah.
No. Obviously we've had Eden on twice. And she's not even, she doesn't even talk to her person.
I know. No one can find her or talk to her, apparently.
I can see why this one doesn't come back.
But anyway.
Okay. What about Unspoken then?
Unspoken.
It's come back a little bit.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of
but
Unspoken.
But not like the last one we did, it was just me and you.
It's the same reason we get rid of other things is because we have a difficult time coming up with stuff on the spot.
Yeah.
So we would have to, what I would like to do, put a little more structure into it and maybe write out our Unspoken conversations.
We should just call you Structure Steve.
If we were using unique names still.
Right?
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 But I just feel like, you know, it's either we work on our improv game.
Which is strong.
Which it comes hard.
Long arm strong. Long arm strong, don't get me wrong. Yeah,
but I just feel like we started this show straight off the dome. We take it right on through to straight off the dome.
Right, so you're basically saying that we should up from the crypt.
What?
I got you for a second. Yeah. I got you. No. You're like, what?
Yeah.
No.
What were some other things? I mean, you fired Neil Brendan, so we don't have him as a...
Well, here's the thing. Neil Brendan was really just my writing stand-up partner.
Yeah,
that was it. He didn't have any bearing on the show except for coming out here and mucking it up with his fucking weird racism.
That's true, but he was an integral part of the show.
He was not. He was not one bit.
Carol's afraid to come on.
That's just because Carol's a fucking deadbeat.
That's probably why she won't come on.
It's not my fault that the bitch can't make a sandwich. That's not on me.
I feel like the bear seems a little scared of you, too, at times.
Nah, I don't think he is.
I mean, you don't like him. You're not a fan.
I never... That doesn't mean we can't work together.
That's
there's
true.
Millions yeah, there's of people in show business that... He just never wants to step up like
kinda,
a man.
But he's kind of a little kid.
You know? Well, man, ever since that Bill Cosby shit hit, he's been really weird lately.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Like, he's never wanted to come through. And I've noticed that Cosby kind of, like, skulks around. Like,
yeah.
He never, like, he shows up, but then he never comes out of his car.
Well, I mean, that also changed with, like, he no longer makes our drinks.
Yeah.
So our drinks may be different.
People didn't know. You should probably tell them about that. No one knows about that.
Yeah, we had to. Bill was our go-to cocktail maker.
I mean, say what you want about whatever's going on with him right now.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Man makes a fine old fashioned.
Yeah, he does.
Bottom line.
There have been many times where I was like almost on the floor before the show even ended.
Right? Because the man's just a mixologist. He's got a PhD in fucked upology.
He knows how to mix a drink.
Actually, that was bad. No, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, what's the next one we got? We got any? I mean,
because
you pulled some from fucking Twitter. I mean, I'm sure you got something else. Like,
oh,
yeah,
other,
like from
other
the fans?
Comments, other
yeah.
fan questions.
Yeah, just you know, just to wrap this up, we'll do threesies.
Why don't we record the episodes via video?
Video feeds?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one, we're not that very photogenic.
Right.
Like, it takes a lot of big angles.
Yeah.
A lot of good lighting.
A lot of high, like, highs and, like, low light.
You're talking to me, am I?
Yeah, but.
Nailing it.
But I don't like to get dressed for any episodes.
Nah.
So
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to sit here talking to you guys with my dick out.
Right. That's a big factor of the show.
You're telling me, buddy.
Nailed it. Good job.
Did I nail it? Is that what you're going with?
With your dick.
Nailing it with my dick.
But I think that we could transition into that.
I mean, we'd have to get that would also imply we have to get upgrades to the studio again.
Mm.
And we just finished getting it to the butter zone.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a good setup for 2 to 4 people.
Right.
We can we've done 5, I think, but like no, I don't think we have we?
No.
We should do 5.
Well, we had Matt was in the room.
No, technically 5 with Forever Burned. Because that
was
Russell, Teresa,
yeah.
And
Babcock. Mel B.
Mel B.
Yeah.
Mel B for she's.
Jeez.
Mel B's for she's and
Young
G's.
Jeezy.
Well, I mean, shit. I'm surprised that those people fucking call, I was going to say call in.
Did we have other bits?
No, I mean, that was it, really.
Yeah.
Like, Looking back and Unspoken, and then we've had, ever since we have, you know, we have Half Cock, we have Shortcuts.
Right.
I think we had maybe other bits.
We had to have, right?
We had top five. We did top five lists for a minute.
Top five. Yeah. We had a lot of top fives.
But I mean, if you want, I mean, if we're done with this one,
okay,
I can hit you with a little something.
All right.
I mean, it's not that much, but it's fucking. I'm gonna hit you with a fucking nerd corner, baby.
Okay.
Little nerd corner for you. Let's just because there's some news that I want to talk to you about that's not half cock news.
Okay.
So we gotta file it somewhere else.
Right.
And it's about a lot of nerd shit.
All right.
So I mean, here you go. You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, I'm going to hit you with it. Feelings on the new Star Wars trailer. I want to know BK's feel. What you feel in it? How you like it?
I'm a fan.
Okay.
And I hope that they release either 0 to 1 more trailer and that's it. Because it showed so little. And that's what I want, because I want to go into the theater not knowing much.
Oh yeah, you want to be spoiled by just the trailer.
Yeah, and that's then stupid. Obviously hashtag Black Stormtrooper, gotta love that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
everyone's gotta enjoy Black Stormtrooper.
Hashtag all Black Stormtrooper lives matter.
Yeah, I'm fine with the crossguard lightsaber.
Yeah,
completely okay with it.
I feel if you think of it in the terms of. Like the dudes from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift getting a hold of it, you're good.
What?
Because of the exhaust, it's like a drifter.
The exhaust?
It's like a drift. Like the lightsaber, how it's crossed.
Yeah.
Like how I view it, it looks like it's an exhaust for like excess lightsaber power. So I feel that he got the Tokyo Drift guys.
I look at it as a medieval sword.
But why would they be medieval when they're in the future?
Well, the cross guard is, you know, in medieval times when they were sword fighting, they had the cross guard to protect your hands from getting hit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen Star Wars, but a lot of motherfuckers lose hands in that fucking in that movie.
Sitting here, you go, I'm not sure if you watch Star Wars.
I don't know. No. I've only seen it once.
You're a fucking idiot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I've probably actually seen Spaceballs more than Star Wars, and I'm not proud of that.
You shouldn't be.
I know.
I mean, Spaceballs is well and good, but
yeah
I feel it, the admittance to Spaceballs is Star Wars.
Like, I feel
you
like
gotta know it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen every version of Star Wars. I saw the original. I saw the re-release bullshit. And then I watched them again when they were on Blu-ray.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm doing more than that. But I am excited.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you?
I'm just excited that, you know, Star Wars is kind of back and it looks better than the first or the
first two?
It's weird. How do we refer to that now? Is it the latest in the series? Or is it the old? Because the old trilogy for me is 4, 5, 6.
I'd say it looks better than 1 through 3.
Yeah, like the trailers that I saw, they're like they're cool, but they definitely had that feel of like they were going for like, oh, this is fucking the future, so we need to make sure these graphics are tight as shit.
Yeah.
Where like Abrams is like, I'm trying to keep it like OG, and like it's a nice blend like from like the desert scene where Black Stormtrooper's running to like that bot. Like I got a feel of like that he's using both the old aesthetic and the new.
Yeah,
and it's pretty dope. I like it. I like it a lot.
And it didn't. And like the locations all felt Star Wars-y when the other trailer was like, "Where the fuck is this fucking place?"
Who gives a fuck about Nobu?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, no booty.
No booty. No booty knows the trouble. That's from Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah,
brought it back.
You did. Brought it back to that.
What about here's a question for you,
man.
Real quick. Oh, we're still in nerd corner. Though.
Hijacking my shit.
Were you going to ask about Jurassic Park?
No, but let's go.
Okay. Because I swear to fucking God, like, I think I posted on Facebook about the dialogue on Jurassic Park, and I was listening to Harmontown, and the dude, the IT crowd creator, was talking about that line, it all depends on what kind of dinosaur they cooked up in that lab.
Yeah.
It made me so sad for for Chris Pratt when I heard him say that.
Dude, Chrissy P., previously featured on the podcast as my best friend.
Yeah.
He does not need to worry about that shit, I feel.
I know, right now,
he's... Even if this shit fails, like, even if everyone's like, oh, Jurassic Park sucks dick, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Nigga is still gonna be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
He's gonna be good.
But I feel like he would have read that line and be like, I'm not saying that. That's stupid.
I don't think he cares at this point. Why? Because his career is just starting in movies, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, he's done a lot of dumb shit, And now he's finally getting cool shit. Stuff. Delivery Man? You're going to sit here and defend Delivery Man?
Great in that.
He was for the podcast listener, both of my eyebrows are raised in a question.
Did you
fashion.
See? Did you actually see Delivery Man?
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes.
You actually saw it?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Then don't.
Did you actually see it?
Yes.
I'm going to get the answer out of you. Did you actually see it?
Yes.
What's it about?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it?
I forgot.
You have not seen it?
I'm high.
Okay.
Who cares about what I said?
He was great in that. He was good in the 5-year engagement. He was good in Moneyball. He's never not been good. He's always been Chris Pratt.
Okay, so then why are you worried about?
I feel like he should have been like, I'm not saying that shit.
Maybe he's saying it so he can be good, so he can make it good.
Fine.
You don't know, man. Just wait.
What's your next nerd corner? Just wait and see. What's your next nerd corner?
Well, this is something that I've recently found out that is not as public as I wish it was. I mean, public in the sense that people don't seem to know a lot about it. But recently, DC announced that they're going to do a Suicide Squad movie. I don't know if any one of our listeners aren't familiar with the Suicide Squad. It is a fictional hit squad of the DC Comics.
And who would you say is in the Suicide Squad?
It would be criminals who agree to join the squad in order to have their past crimes reduced and or exonerated completely. It has a lot of the big heavy hitters in the DC universe.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn was a very popular member of the squad,
mm-hmm.
as is Deadshot.
Yeah.
As is Black Manta.
Okay.
Bronze Tiger.
Okay.
Count Vertigo actually was briefly a squad member.
Okay.
A lot of DC heavy hitters, and they decided they're going to make a movie about it.
Right.
But the weird thing is the casting's a little funky, mm-hmm. and in my opinion, okay. I mean, they're going for big names. They got Tom Hardy.
We got a lot of big names.
Is that Tom? Yeah, it's Tom Hardy, right?
Tom Hardy.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy, Will Smith, the Fresh Prince himself.
Yep.
I mean, to be honest, sorry to make that fart sound. To be honest with you, I'm not really familiar with the other people, but I've heard they're big, like Jai something.
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jared Leto. We're going to get to that.
Jai Courtney, he was in the latest, what's the John McClane? Die Hard.
Oh,
movie.
The latest Die Hard?
He was his son in Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
He was in Expendables, I think.
I like that dude. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I should just, because I've been asking you this one, you asked me last one. What are your feelings on that? First of all, were you aware of the squad before the movie? Okay.
But I didn't know like who they normally were.
Right.
I didn't know the main, like, because from my understanding is this is not this normal lineup of Suicide Squad members.
No, for the characters that they propose, there's a couple of them that are pretty stayhards, but there's a couple that shouldn't be. We'll get to that though.
And then I like the idea of Jared Leto as the Joker,
mm-hmm.
but I just feel like almost too soon, you know?
Really?
Too soon.
It's been a while though.
Since Dark Knight?
Yeah. Hasn't it?
It's been like
5 years, right?
Five?
Can I don't know. I'm a horrible timekeeper.
I thought it was like 3 years or 2 years.
When did Dark Knight come out?
I don't know.
I'll look it up. We'll get
2009?
Back to it.
2009?
We'll figure it out.
Maybe you're right.
But keep going. Keep going.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really like the structure that DC's going for. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, but what's like, I mean, I guess maybe go a little more in depth. Like, what do you mean, like, the structure? Like, how they're...
Well, shit seems all so separated. Like they're going... They're turning the sequel to Superman into Batman versus Superman with Wonder Woman and Aquaman. So it's almost already a Justice League movie. Right off the bat, which seems weird. And then, from my understanding, Lex Luthor might appear in the Suicide Squad.
Right.
So they're trying to tie everything together. And then there's the Justice League Dark movie,
which I'm excited about.
Yeah, there's the Flash movie where they're not using the Flash TV stars,
which is pretty fucked up, I feel.
Yeah. It just seems like a weird, I don't know, like with Marvel everything's connected and cohesive, which led to Edgar Wright not being able to direct Ant-Man.
We're talking too soon. That's too soon.
Yeah, but you know, but it's still like a one world that I enjoy watching.
Yeah, just to bring it back, are we going off of when The Dark Knight released? Because didn't he die like the same year it was released?
Yeah.
2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So 7 years.
That's a while ago.
So more than my estimate.
Shit.
Yeah, right?
Okay, yeah.
No, I wasn't even on like the I told you shit on that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, look, like 2008? That's when we started. That's actually when we met.
So when did Cowardly Wait come out? Or, I mean, not Cowardly, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, I'll still do it, but.
that had to be like in 99 or something, right?
I'm going to look it up. But another thing that we can bring up is, because we were talking about the casting.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that the biggest thing, and I'm probably going to get some flack for it, is that Will Smith has been cast as Deadshot.
Yes.
The reason I have a problem with this is because Deadshot himself, not only a very long member of the Suicide Squad, also not black.
Yeah, but
it's a minute detail. I get it. I understand that. Yeah. However, I don't feel he could play the type of person Deadshot needs to be. Because Will Smith, there's always that like love. There's always that fucking Fresh Prince you want to be like.
Well, you can't get past liking him. Like, yeah. Basically, he is. Even if he's a bad guy, you're like, but I like Will Smith, so I don't know why.
I feel he's gonna play the more like, he's gonna try to be hard at first, but then like as the movie goes on, he's gonna be like, oh well, actually, I'm opening up because this is why I'm on the squad. And
The Suicide Squad is they're bad guys, but they're doing good things, right?
Well, they're doing good things, but they're doing it under the directive of Argus, which is like the shadow organization. It's similar to like S.H.I.E.L.D. And they're doing it also because there's bombs implanted in the back of their heads.
Oh,
so if they don't, or if they become compromised,
right.
Kaplowy. Also, 10 Things I Hate About You, 1999.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good film, though.
It is so good.
I can't imagine Joker doing anything good for any reason.
Yeah, like he's not a part of the squad. Like, and at first I thought that was like weird because I remember like he wasn't. I've never heard of him in the squad. And then when they announced him, I was like, was I off? But
well,
I looked it up.
He might not be in the squad. We still don't know the story.
That's the thing. Like, I feel, why would you even have him in?
What if they're fighting the Joker?
Maybe. Who knows?
That's a Harley Quinn. Like, I'm confused about the Harley Quinn casting.
Yeah? Why?
Because she has not done enough to make me think she could play Harley Quinn.
Eh, I mean, an unhinged female character who just swings a hammer around all the time.
Harley Quinn, she's like iconic though. I mean,
yeah, but that's the thing. She's iconic for being just like a crazy like Jessica Rabbit. I feel.
Yeah, I know, but like
that's sensual, but like also super crazy.
But that's the number. Like, what is it? Like the number one female cosplay, probably. And no,
I feel there's something a little more obscure that's like way more popular with the cosplay
some
crowd.
Anime
but
shit
but no, no, I mean it's close. It's close. I'd say the number one DC. Female cosplay.
I think that they would spend more time casting her, but they would just seem like immediate. Like, oh, she was in the Leo DiCaprio movie, so let's cast her.
Yeah. Also, if you care, second, Poison Ivy. Keep going.
Okay. But that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
I do also have a problem with Tom Hardy.
As Rick Flagg, I think he was.
Not as Rick Flagg, but just him himself playing all these iconic characters. Like he's Mad Max.
Yeah. And he's also Charles Bronson, right?
Yes. He was Charles Bronson. He was, he was Bane.
Yeah.
Like, dude, come on, like leave some fucking roles.
Dude, if he's doing it, he's like the next age Schwarzenegger. He's the next level Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
It just sounds like you're being racist though.
Schwarzenegger?
Schwarzenegger.
Nagger.
I want to say Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
No, I want to say the other one.
Nagger.
You, any excuse for
no,
you,
No, I
huh?
said Nagger. 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 Like eggnogger. All right, what else we got on Nerd Corner?
DMX being mad at you. Yeah. That's what. No, I think that's it. I mean, unless you got something else to... Well, no, I got something else to make it a three even. That's okay. Well, actually, technically, it's like four, right?
I had
yeah, then by all means, go for it.
How do you feel about the casting of the Walking Dead spinoff series?
Haven't even looked at it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
check that out.
I can't. That's way too much to look at.
No, not right now, but.
Yeah, I know. I will.
In due time.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Can I say my thing, or are you going to say your thing?
Yeah, there's something about Blair Underwood, but okay, go ahead.
Who's Blair Underwood?
He's a... gentle black man that has been cast in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he might be, we don't know, because like he's a star enough to like be in the movies, you know? But they're not saying who he's gonna, you know, I don't know if he's gonna be a superhero or not.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Have you heard of this game? Have you heard of this game, Hatred?
No.
Okay. give you a little backstory. Hatred is this game. Do you remember the game Postal?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, is this the one where the guy goes around and like is murdering everything?
Yes. Okay. It is the game starts off with this dude, very long black hair.
Yeah, okay.
Typical trench coat. I've seen this. With this whole thing about I just hate every single person while he's loading up weapons and shit.
Right.
And you just go off and killing people.
Right.
It's dumb.
It is dumb, but I don't understand the outrage because you can do that in GTA for the longest fucking time.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's you can do it, but it's like the way that they focus on it. Like GTA is like, you can do it,
right.
But like they don't focus, like every mission isn't go kill all the cops.
They kind of make you the asshole for choosing to do that.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
This game is telling you to do it.
That's okay. Their plot line. Like GTA is like, you can do it, but you'd be a dick.
Right.
This game's like, you need to be a dick to get through the level.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I saw a trailer where... Not only like halfway through it, Linkin Park was playing, but they also subbed in like a bunch of like and it's not in the game, but it's like a bunch of like sound clips like "fuck you," like when he's like shooting somebody in the head or like slitting their throat. It's just the only thing I really have to say about it is it's dumb shock value, and it's already happened a billion times with like Postal, GTA, like all that shit. Like there's no real reason for it, you know.
Well, I mean, it could just be a company that's trying to shock, and then you know. That's how they're going to get their name out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think that's what Postal tried to do, and then they just kept making Postal, and it was like, this fucking sucks. Like,
they got Gary Coleman and wasted all that money, and he's all like, this game sucks. Let's talk about Bliss.
What was the other Manhunt or something? Wasn't there another one that was like
Oh, Manhunt was tight, though. Manhunt was tight.
Weren't you like a serial killer just going around?
No. And, no? Manhunt, you were abducted. And you were killing gang members who abducted you. And then later in the game, you find out that they killed your family.
Mm.
So then you're just getting vengeance. So no, it's legit.
It's above board.
Yeah, it's, trust me, trust
the
me.
The killing is okay.
Yes. So we got something weird for you guys tonight. It's that time in the show when we do a little something we like to call a vodka break.
Oh.
So sit back and enjoy this shit.
Do not adjust your mobile device. This is your vodka break. 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 Society. Injustice. Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol.
Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. Secondhand lions. We the people,
we the people,
put me on the spot like that, but that was a weird little thing we just did.
I liked it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We might have some special things lined up for the vodka breaks coming forth. We might have some ads from local businesses only and local podcasts because we support local, like a girlfriend hooked on organic food.
See, I feel like we should promote like. The most popular podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
we've tried technically.
Let's do
we've done a lot of ad votes for fucking Harmontown, I feel.
Let's just see what the number one podcast is, regardless of if we listen to it, and we'll just do an ad for it.
Okay.
But we'll do it not their ad. We will do our own ad for it.
Like our own version of it?
Yeah.
Like we'll just be like, yeah, I mean from what it sounds like, it seems like it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be one of the things.
It could go either way. Bill O'Reilly's podcast.
Oh, this isn't surprising. Yeah, so we'll plug in an advert for Serial, number one cult podcast
Serial?
In the nation. Yeah.
What is that?
That's it. You don't know Serial?
No, let me see it.
Yeah, Serial, bro. Hold on. It's from This American Life, which is no stranger to the podcast game.
Oh, This American Life.
Yeah, but they are the ones that they've been locking it up. Everyone who podcasts be talking about Serial, man.
All right.
So check them out. You can find them on iTunes.
Yeah.
Probably a website.
Stitcher.
I'd assume.
Yep.
Probably Libsyn.
Yeah. LinkedIn.
And, Podbean.
Crash.com.
And you can probably find them on podcastland.com as well.
Okay.
And so we'll just go to the next one. Also, This American Life.
Oh.
Yeah, second.
What?
Second.
Is this in comedy or is this overall?
This is overall. I just went to the top charts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what else do you want? We could do video. If we're going to support the video ones, it's MSNBC, oh. Rachel Maddow.
Ooh.
Yeah. She
spicy.
She a cutie. Nah, never mind. I enlarged the picture. She is not a cutie.
You're not her type.
I take that back.
You're not her type.
Whoa, what's that about? I'm not her type.
I think she's a lesbian.
Hey.
Okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Third time's the charm.
All right.
Okay, enough of that bullshit. I've discarded that one and putting up my other iOS device. Let's talk some half-cocked news. That's it. I'm not going to let it run long. I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right. So I got some shit for you. Probably one of the bigger ones. Are you getting the cereal right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, now the podcast is going to be about how you're getting in the cereal.
I'm just interested, man.
Dude, how do you? We could probably make something off of that. Like, if we just did like a bit where like you just listen to cereal and then report it on our show.
Yeah.
That way, it's kind of like we're collaborating, but like not really.
Well, I don't know. I thought because I always heard Patton Oswalt talk about This American Life and how shitty it was, and then I don't know. It was.
I mean, Patton Oswalt isn't the ambassador of everything cool, man. I mean, he's a cool guy, but
he's nerd cool.
I met him.
I know.
Yeah.
When he was all depressed.
Yeah. Well, he's always been depressed. So I feel he even said it on his thing. Anyways, half cock news.
Robin Williams.
This is going to be something that is always topical because it's ever changing in our society.
Yeah.
The closer we step towards. You know, the future, it seems like we start stepping back in terms of our human future.
Yeah. A lot of us are just reading headlines and not really paying attention to the story.
Nah. So the first one I hit you with is Eric Garner, which I'm sure you've probably heard of.
Yes.
The gentleman who was unfortunately killed by police officers due to an illegal chokehold.
Yeah.
With not in like illegal WWF terms.
Right.
Excuse me.
It's illegal to chokehold a person
in
New York City.
And there was video of it being him essentially being killed and repeating, "I can't breathe." It would just become a slogan for the people who have been, you know, in protest of, you know, what happened.
Right.
So what's up, man?
Well, I know a lot about this.
I know. So let's
do
just,
you know a lot about it?
Not a lot, but you can turn the tables in this one.
Yeah, it could. Do you know what he was doing? The reason they were arresting him for?
I've heard they said that it was because he was selling loose cigarettes.
Yes.
But they didn't find any cigarettes on him.
No. But I don't know. That's what I know too. And it's frustrating to me that, like, this is serious. It's annoying that, in my opinion, I don't think that the guy that killed Michael Brown should have been convicted.
Right.
I don't know. I know less about that story, though.
Yeah.
But this guy should have, like, definitely got...
Oh, yeah. There's got, proof.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that the whole thing with the whole jury thing? Like, if there's, you know, undoubtable proof that the fool did it, that he needs to get sentenced?
The coroner ruled it a homicide. There's video evidence. The chokehold is illegal. I don't know where the...
Yeah, no, it's a definite miscarriage of justice.
And as a white man,
yeah,
I was like, man, we need...
Also, just if I can,
yeah,
for the podcast listeners, BK is in fact white.
Just super white.
Just in case.
If you didn't know.
If you thought he was maybe a little tanner because our promos make him look a little tan, but, you know, he's full-on honky.
Full-on honky.
I mean, if I can, how did that become like a slur at one point?
Honky?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. That's a whole thing.
That just seems funny. That's like, I don't think of like.
But that's the whole thing about being like, there's no racial slurs that can hurt a white person. There's like, silly.
Yeah. It's like, I can't be like, man, shut up, you honky. You
cracker.
And you're just like, what? Like, I don't. Get out of here.
Come on, my black fellow.
Right. Getting back to the topic.
Like, If I was the type of person that was like, oh, you know, like super racist, I'd be like, well, we needed this one. Like, they could have arrested that cop, and then we could be like, see, we're not, cops aren't all bad.
Yeah.
Black people.
It seems to just popping off, though. It's like every day now you hear something like, there was like something locally where a cop was like using like unjustified force on someone who was like, just crossing the street or something. Like,
I think people are, I don't know if they're all real, but I've been reading a lot on Facebook. Like, there was a woman that was shoplifting at Walmart, and the cop, like, it was an off-duty cop working security for Walmart, and he chased after her, tried to stop her. She got in the car, and, like, she started speeding away, so he shot his pistol and shot her in the neck.
Damn.
And like her kids were in the back, and like it was, and she died.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't know if that's real or not.
That sounds pretty real. I mean, well, where'd you get it? Like, what was the link?
Just on Facebook. Like, if you actually search for the article, it's like you can't really find much about it.
Right.
And then there was one where a dude was...
Turn the tides.
Where a cop ran over a guy. ran him over because... Fuck, it was something so stupid. Like, oh, because he was tagging.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
Right. And I don't know if that's real either.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard nowadays because everyone tries to be like the Onion and shit. So right. It's like, you got to be really hard or really suspicious on where you like get your news from because yeah. It could be fucked up.
But what do you like? I'll ask you, like, there's two sides. There's the excessive force side, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like, well, quit doing illegal shit.
So that's the thing. In the Eric Gardner like case, it didn't like... They say he was selling loose cigarettes, but like even for selling loose cigarettes, that's
well,
it.
No, like the thing with that was he was resisting arrest.
It didn't seem like he was resisting. I mean, he was resisting because there was no cause,
right? Fair.
So,
but if a cop was like, if I was like a cop walked up on me and was like, "Hey, you're under arrest," and I'm like, "I'm not doing shit," like you're under arrest, I'd be like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go to jail and then we'll figure it out later." I'm not gonna like be like, "Nah, fuck you, cop."
Yeah, but I mean, in the same sense, it's like the cop was super quick to to like go to it. Like he didn't give him a chance to be like, "Hey, like, you know, this is how it is. Like, just chill out." Yeah. Like he just went from, you know, I mean, if I can borrow a phrase, he went 0 to 100.
Right to chokehold,
nigga, real quick.
0 to chokehold.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go 0 to chokehold in 2.5 seconds.
And if the dude was in better shape, he may not have died from the chokehold, but it was still an illegal move.
Yeah, I mean, it was a ban, but I mean, I feel that steered us in a weird, serious direction.
But I like it when you need to talk about things like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like it.
Okay, what's the next one? Upbeat. What's the next one?
Speaking of upbeat, guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, guy.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, guy. You know that guy Marky Mark?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, guy.
Oh, yeah.
We're not both going to do it. You can keep doing it if you want, though.
Okay.
So, all right, well, Mark, I'm just gonna pretend you're you now. I'm going to pretend you're Marky Mark now.
What's up, guy?
Hey, man. So, I heard in the news that you're trying to get a previous arrest that you had on your record. You want that abolished from the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a young kid, man. I'm a family man now.
So, but the thing is, it's like it was a racially powered crime. Like you spouted some pretty insensitive slurs.
No.
Yeah.
No. Man.
Yeah, guy.
Have you seen my history?
I've seen a little bit of it.
Have you seen what I've done for the world?
I've seen the third nipple. But what makes you think that you can simply just because you're like, oh, I want to be a better person? How can you go and just try to get this erased from the history books? Like, it never happened. You're essentially saying it never happened.
Criminal records should be like your credit, man. 7 years later?
How do you link credit to criminals?
After 7 years, you just wiped off your record.
I don't... Really? So you're saying on that same logic, you should have pedophiles?
I'll fucking kill a pedophile. Show me one. I'll fucking wreck them. I'll wreck the fuck out of them.
Yo, whoa. Calm down, first of all.
Okay.
You don't need to get all funky bunch on
girls.
Me. Don't get funky bunch on me, buddy. Just chill out.
Is he a black pedophile?
Oh, what?
Just wondering.
Whoa. Marky Mark, don't bring this into the studios.
I got to break Marky Mark character.
Oh, okay.
He's legit trying to get this waived?
Yeah, he's trying to get it waived. And the best part about it is just to do a quick recap, Marky Mark, back when he was trying to be a rapper, he committed a crime in Boston with a friend. As he was fleeing said crime, he punched a Vietnamese gentleman in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to lead to him having partial blindness in one eye.
Right.
And as he was fleeing the scene, he was shouting racial slurs. The G word rhymes with books.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. He was arrested, and he was positive for marijuana. So he served like 40 days, I think, and then let go. And then that's when he changed his life around, and now he's the Marky Mark we all know and love.
Right.
But now, since he wants to like be some type of reserve officer and felon, since it was a felony
reserve
at the time,
officer?
Yeah, like just basically a cop, but like not really a cop.
Really?
Yeah, you can just be a cop, but like you're on call, like. If the real police force gets, for some reason, all effed up, then that's when the reserves come in. So, like, I think Samuel L. Jackson's a reserve and, like, some other dude.
So like if when it what's the scenario where all the cops are not available?
If we have like a Bane situation where like he kidnaps all the cops and straps them to a bomb and is like,
Standard,
you will listen to me.
Standard Bane situation.
You will know. I will give you permission to die when the reserve cop Marky Mark shows his face.
Well, we need to rewatch.
Yeah, no, we need to do. Anyways, so he did that. He sent a letter.
Yep.
And the weird thing, the update, the dude who got the crime committed against on him, the Vietnamese dude, came forth and straight up and was like, okay, Marky Mark. Yeah, he's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, and the best part is the dude was even like, he went as far to go, you know what? Like, they say in the report that I went partially blind with that eye. I was already partially blind due to the war.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, he fought in the Vietnamese War, aka for us. So I hope Marky Mark goes home knowing that he punched out a fucking vet.
But there's like, okay, so there's two things. Either A, Marky Mark's like, bunch his funky bunch of like entourage double pun they like were paying the dude or B, is there any other precedent where someone has had like someone come forward for them to remove? I can't think of a reason for it, but if there if there has been, then I would say let him do it.
I mean, it seems like, you know, enough time's passed, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are affected as much as they, you know, would imply.
Think of that movie, though.
Dude.
How many celebrities are reserve cops? I want to find that out first.
Oh, we probably can.
And then all of them, like, all the cops get into a Bane situation.
Yeah.
And we have just all, like, celebrity cops.
I just if we we're gonna name names here, I feel we use situation a lot. We should come up with something else. We're like, the Bane Initiative.
Okay.
How about that? That sound fair?
The Bane Initiative goes down.
Okay.
Cops are on the sewers.
Should we have Nolan's like Batman sound like right now? Like bum 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 bum.
That's fine. That's fine. But who are the other cops? Because already Mark and Mark, Marky Mark and Sam Jackson are great.
Oh yeah.
You got to assume that Bruce Willis is a reserve cop.
I bet you he's not.
You don't think so?
I bet you anything, he's probably like, fuck this, I played too many cops.
What about Gibson?
Gibson?
Mel Gibson?
Nah.
No,
he's too busy with Christianity.
God, I want a reserve cops movie.
We should just make it.
We should make the Bane Initiative so we can find out. We should somehow trap all the cops. Which
and
is
then
an
have Tom
situation.
Hardy come through like, hey man, we need to do us a solid.
And then Tom Hardy's a reserve cop. Tables turn.
Oh, he's like a disgrace reserve cop, and that's what makes him into reserve Bane.
Boom. Movie written.
Nailing it.
I love it.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. That was a nice little package.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
That's your news.
Your fucking news.
Half-cock news.
Half-cocked!
That's a good tag.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Get a shotgun and have someone be like, half-cocked! Half-cocked. We should just start riffing a couple more.
We need to come up with like
so many.
So we need to come up with tags for everything.
Yeah. Well, we got one more thing we can probably do.
All right.
In the time we got. So
okay.
We're gonna riff it because we both spoke during the break and we have no idea. So we're just gonna work it out. And if the working out happens
working
to be the bit, that's what it is.
Working
you know.
Out.
Okay. Working I feel with that we need some music. So.
Working out.
Not that. No.
Sorry to tell you.
Yeah, we'll settle.
All right. So
we got either shortcuts
or
we got unspoken.
Unspoken shortcuts.
And I mean, we have this time together in the brotherly episode.
Yeah. The soulful brotherly episode. Yeah.
No. I get you. We have two things we can do. We can either do unspoken or we can do shortcuts. And it's hard because it's shortcuts we've had fun with.
Yeah.
Unspoken we've had tons of fun with.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's weird.
What?
What? Tons for unspoken and just fun for shortcuts.
Oh, here we go. Really?
Yeah.
Really? We're going to do this right now?
I'm just wondering.
I have fun with shortcuts.
Okay. But not tons of fun.
Of fun.
You like?
They're both tons of fun. How
doing
about that?
Impressions.
I like doing everything. I like doing stuff with my friend.
How about this?
I like doing stuff with my friend.
We think of an actor together.
Okay.
And then if a shortcuts sounds more interesting, we do that. If an unspoken from a film that actor was in sounds more interesting, we do that.
I don't know, man.
Okay. I had an actor in mind.
Oh? What's up?
Eddie Murphy.
Huh.
Hmm.
Eddie Murphy, huh?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, huh?
Yeah, see?
Hey, see?
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Freddie Murphy.
Freddie Murphy.
Freddie Mercury.
Meddy Mercury.
Eddie Mercury. Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds like a good name.
That sounds like a fusion.
Yeah.
A fusion, ha.
Eddie Mercury.
But do we do Eddie Murphy shortcut or Eddie Murphy unspoken?
That's the question. I feel it's my job to come up with two films.
Yeah.
It's your job to come up with a character and then another one for unspoken.
So I have double the work.
No, I have two films. You have two characters.
Yeah, but you have one. You have a linking, a common one. So you have a preset amount of films you can go from.
You have
with that Eric.
Millions of characters.
Yeah, but I have to link them in a way.
You don't have to link them?
Yeah.
What like yeah. We could both be Eddie Murphy. And then it's Eddie Murphy it's Nutty Professor talking to Daddy Daycare, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Because I know that movie so well, and I don't want to talk anything about it.
Nutty Professor, or Daddy Daycare.
No, Daddy Daycare.
Okay, that's a big one.
Yeah,
it's high on the list.
It's
so good.
So
Steve Zahn.
So sucks.
Is Steve Zahn in it?
Sucks so bad.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
What about Hakeem? African. Oh, I'm doing your job now.
Yeah,
Hakeem talking to Axel Foley. Because Axel came from Detroit and Hakeem went to Detroit.
I thought he was in New York City.
Was he?
I think so. You have to look it up on your magic pad. All
right.
That'll give me time to think and get my shit going here.
Well, I just did your shit.
Well, yeah, but now I have to think of some other shit.
Okay.
I want to do unspoken. I told you your dick jacking's gonna come across on the mic, bro.
I know. I should really.
I don't know what you need. I don't know what more you want from me. Let's do this. Here we go. I'm feeling a little inspiration. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. So. In the spirit of something we spoke about earlier, mainly the Suicide Squad, we should do an unspoken with. Oh man, I got nothing. I was gonna go somewhere.
He went to Queens. How do we not remember that?
Remember
because that's what they pointed out on the thing. Like Queens, I'll find a queen.
Yeah.
God damn it,
we suck. Maybe we should just stop. Maybe instead of trying to do either or, we should just be like, fuck it.
Oh, what if... This is just totally off topic. Just a quick idea.
Yeah, let's go.
I was going to say Axel Foley and John McClane. Because Axel Foley is like the cop of the West. John McClane is the cop of the East.
Big gun of the East.
Big gun of the East. And then that would be a great movie.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. I mean, if any, that one... Well, shit. Why don't we just do Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis?
I mean, that's... We didn't do Bruce
a shortcut?
Yeah, it's a shortcut.
Oh, okay.
Easy enough. We can knock this out. Get these fine folks on their way to, you know, either getting to work,
yeah,
you know, getting off of that jerk-off high, and they're about to go to sleep.
What if they jerk off to our voices?
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I mean, hey, if anybody wants me to call them, like, I'll do some live shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're getting paid.
No.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Right. Why would I charge fans, bro?
Get money, get paid.
That's not
my motto.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, that just seems dirty to me.
But not listening to someone jack off while you talk. Yeah. That's not dirty.
All right, so here we go.
Bruce Willis.
We're going to Cabo. We're in a Cabo. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pass it to you.
So I have to already know the character I'm going to be?
Shortcuts, bro. Keep up.
Oh!
I'm sure your roommates didn't appreciate that.
Gotcha. All right.
But they appreciate that.
So, but do you know the two movies or no? All right, whatever you're planning.
I'm sorry, audience. This guy is off the rails.
Seems harder than...
Off the rails, off the trails. No, we are going to do a shortcut.
Yep.
I'm going to begin with a film that based the shortcut on. Okay. I will then pass it to you to do where you use Bruce Willis in a second film.
To then do all once the work.
No, you're do. I'm already establishing the base.
Yeah.
If anything, I'm passing the buck to you.
So I just name the second film, then together we come up with the link?
Or
I have to come up with the link. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, right. And then you pass it back to me, and then we either both finish it off, or I finish it off, or we can do it again.
All right, we'll finish each other off.
This is, no. One, no. Two, I like how you're the one who wanted to do shortcuts, and I'm doing your idea, and you're still being a bitch.
All right.
Fucking hit us up on Twitter, Hella Friendship, if you think BK's being a little bitch in this episode.
Hashtag BK's a bitch.
I feel I had to give it to you.
Yep.
So are you ready?
I guess. This is harder than you think, though.
Here we go. We're going to start this one a little weird. I hope you pick it up. We're going to start off Bruce Willis as the kid. Weird Bruce Willis film to start off with, I know.
Right.
If you remember correctly,
in the kid.
Yes. He was kind of the kid.
Where his kid, he himself came back to change his life for the better.
But here's the thing. Here's the undertone people didn't pick up with that film, okay?
Okay.
He was slowly dropping hints to where you need to make sure that whatever you do in life,
yeah,
you be righteous about it. You be true. You follow through.
Yep.
And no matter what, you don't let anyone give you the motherfucking business. Of course, like I said, this is director's cut because obviously Disney wouldn't sign off on this shit. But if you're a diehard fan,
you knew what they were saying in the kid.
Oh yeah, no, you knew what you were saying. You knew what they were saying.
Yeah.
So the whole movie, you know, he's doing this whole thing, changing his mind for the better. But the thing people don't know is he's setting up a splinter in time.
Mm.
Because within these secret messages, and since he's himself, he knows how fucking clever he is. He deciphers the message.
Okay.
What does that message say? Be a cop.
Oh, shit.
So what does he do with that information?
I was going to take it a different direction.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you want me to leave you with Splinter then?
Well, because, if you splinter it.
Okay, well, hold up.
Okay.
So then he splinters.
And then, okay. So in that same idea of the splintering in life, he goes on to a new path, right?
Okay.
And it leads us to Looper, where
we're time bending.
We are time bending, where the kid has grown up a different way and he's grown up another way. And as time is just
in case our listeners aren't catching up, I believe now you're describing two separate timelines.
Two separate timelines
weaving within each other
that are about to reemerge.
Okay,
and we find that now the kid has now become an adult, and Bruce Willis is now an older gentleman, far older,
old Willie
than he was in the kid, and he's got married. Time travel's been invented.
That's old. Oldish. If you're old enough to have time travel around, that's some old shit.
And he's like, well, I've got some insight into my life now. I know I met the kid once.
He's already been through it.
He's been through it. He's going to go back and he's going to fix his life by taking out the kid that tried to fix his life in the first place.
So he killed himself?
Well, that's Looper, the story of Looper.
Well, yeah, but now I'm saying, like, because if he's going after the kid that ruined his life, wouldn't
he was gonna go. He was gonna go kill someone else in Looper.
Yeah,
but time circles around and all that. Loops. There's not a lot of logic in time travel movies, unless it's Back to the Future.
Yeah, well, 7 years, bro. Took him 7 fucking years.
Yeah,
thank you, Dan Harmon, for that factoid. That's true. One thing I'll always remember.
It's very true.
Anyone ever tries to say time travel, I'm like Back to the Future, 7 years, bro.
Time travel. Back to the Future is the staple for time travel.
Oh, yeah. No, like, if you're writing anything related to time travel, if you're not fucking Back to the Future, you're fucking up. If you're not studying, Michael J. Fox's sick-ass moves, you're fucking up.
And how the split time works, jumping back, all that stuff.
Placement, everything. Anyways, so the Looper came back and killed the kid that was making his life bad.
Yeah, so I don't think we found
Which we don't really know who that kid is because... We already splintered. So you're saying in the splinter, there's now two Bruce Willie kids, and there's one evil Bruce Willie kid, and then there's the one good one, and then the evil one's trying to mess up the good's life. And then that's when Looper Bruce Willie comes in to ruin the bad kid. So the good kid still can see that there's a bunch of time fluctuations.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that where you're leaving me?
I think that, like, it's, I chose Looper because whatever connection we came up with, it would be just as, like, confusing as Looper.
Yeah.
So, so people could, they can't question it.
Well, I mean, if you're past, I mean, are we doing, if we doing, can we do a collabo to the end?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
If you want to go with me. So if we're going off the logic to where Looper Bruce Willie killed the bad kid that came from the splinter at the beginning of the kid, when there was the OG message that, you know, you can't be a dick, to the real message of be a good person, maybe be a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And then that dude comes in, the evil Bruce Willie from Looper, to fuck that up. And then the good Bruce Willie from Looper comes in to kill that dude to where he's still on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
Okay.
I need more of a yes than an okay.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. Bruce Willie, the main person that we started off with, the kid, the one who's been being navigated through all these for future Bruce
the
Willie
older
kids
Bruce
and shit.
Bruce Willie from the kid.
This kid's seen way too This is still the kid.
Okay, so the kid and Bruce Willie's the kid version of Bruce Willie.
This is so bad.
No, I like it. So we're talking about the one that came to Bruce Willie.
Here's
the kid to fix his life. That kid is who's the main characters, right?
Yes. This is who it's all based on.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, just a short. So the kid actually happens, but when Bruce Willie, instead of telling the kid, hey, don't be a dick, be cool, whatever, he's also secretly seeding within him, yo, man, be a cop. You're going to be a dope-ass cop. Just be a fucking cop.
Gotcha.
And then we get to the end. That's when we did the splinter, because there's that secret message of him being a cop.
Yeah.
What I thought you were adding on was when in Looper, old Bruce Willie, with all the knowledge, is trying to thwart the kid being a cop, knowing that, hey, this is what you need to do. But then that is thwarted by another Bruce Willie in Looper.
Just Gordon Levitt?
I guess. I think that's I think.
Yeah.
Because my thinking is, this kid is still being, basically, he's being pulled, he's being jerked around by all the future versions of himself.
Yeah.
And he's just growing up and he's seeing all this injustice that's still being wrought, even though time travel exists in the future.
Yeah.
You know what he's just saying? He's just saying, I'm just getting too old for this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know what he does?
Becomes Danny Glover.
He gets a reverse Michael. No.
Okay.
No. He just is like, you know what? I'm just going to be a rugged ass dude not worrying about nothing.
Yeah.
So he grows up the rest of his life all rough and tumble.
Wearing tanks.
You know, tanks. You know, very, very not a good fan of shoes.
Yep.
You know, and he just decides that he's just going to be the best damn honest, no bullshit cop you could ever be.
And he has headaches from all the time travel shit, so he's always looking for aspirin. He's got...
And where's that take us?
To Die Hard.
You knew it. We ended on it.
Yep.
That's fucking Die Hard.
What was the... God, my favorite line. What's your favorite line from Die Hard?
The first one?
Yeah.
I think when the German dude says, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
What's your favorite Bruce Willis line?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, welcome to the party, pal. Like, you can't not do that.
I would say, I was going to tell you my favorite, but then I realized I couldn't think of the line.
Yeah.
I just think of the tone of the line.
What is it?
Where he's like, come to LA, have a good time, have a few laughs.
Yeah. Hey, come on, we'll go up to the roof, smoke a couple cigars, and have a good time. Yeah.
I just love him. I love him.
It's a good one.
Bruce Willie.
He's a good one. I'd say Bruce Willie, Dead Buttons. No, Bruce Willie.
Slams Harder Than Onyx and Vince Carter.
It's combined in some type of fucking futuristic Voltron human being.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So I think it's time that we fucking shift gears here.
Yep.
And we just park it in the fucking Homie Harmony.
Oh, bringing that back down.
Burn down harmony.
Oh, harmonies.
Get your dick wet.
Harmonies. 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 Nigga, please. Bumblebees.
I was just enjoying it, man.
You're supposed to do shit.
I was enjoying that shit.
Yeah, so I guess it's me first since you went first, right?
Well, you're going to call shit on that because I had the whole taking care of business. That's
all. Did we take care of business?
We took care of some fucking business, bro. Yeah. This bridge is going to get cars across it.
Mm-hmm.
It may not stand the test of time.
Yeah.
But it's going to do the job while it needs to do the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what all I'm going to say with it, man?
Yeah.
We built this city.
Yeah.
We built this city.
Yeah.
On rock and roll, baby.
Is that your homie Harmony?
Yeah, and our rock and roll was that amazing podcast we just did, bro.
My Tony plays the bomba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
That song is so like ingrained in my head because we were listening to it in my mom's friend's car, and my brother threw up all over her back seat while it was on, and I'll never forget the song because of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to fucking Static.
Shout out to Static if you're listening, buddy.
So what's up, man? What you got?
Oh, my turn.
Yeah.
Damn it, I had it. I was so excited about it.
And the closer, too, right?
It is the closer.
So pressure. Pressure's on, bro. Are you going to? Or are you going to? Your call.
Yeah.
You do what you do.
No. Can we just like pot? Pause. You know what, man? You've shown me that. I don't know how this applies.
Okay.
But it's like I would do anything for you, you know?
Yeah.
I would choke on the rhyme.
Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me.
I don't know the next one technically.
And I don't either.
I would choke on the rhyme. Don't act there over and make me empty inside.
I would swallow my doubt. Turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Want to put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous and I'm through with you. Oh, that sounds terrible at the end.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's how I feel though. All
right, well.
I mean, fits it. We're at the end.
I guess
so
that.
I'm through with you. I'm through with podcast you. Now let's go video game you.
That's
and that's
the end?
I think so.
I guess thanks for being a friend.
Promote our commercial.
No, that's a great idea. I'm glad you brought that up. We have a promo bump. I probably shouldn't
first
be calling
bump.
It bump. First bump.
We're doing bumps, creating bumps for
promos. Nothing like the first bump. But it'll possibly run on the Junior and Leo Show, another local podcast in Sacramento. You can check them out, juniorandleoshow.com, I think.
Okay.
Or you can search for Sacramento Podcasters.
Yeah.
It's a group that one half of the Friendship Podcast created to get local podcasters together because we have a large group of people that podcast in our backyard.
We do.
They're not inspired by us, and they're way better than us, so don't get it twisted.
Yeah, no, I think we came along after all them.
Oh, yeah. They've probably been going like for years. And we
but
just
here's why didn't they come up with Sacramento Podcasters Group? Boom. Yeah. F that, guys.
That was
come on. All right. So, yeah, check us out. We don't know when or where, but enjoy the show.
I mean, it's a great podcast regardless. So, yeah. You guys should check it out. And then if you guys hear our dumbasses, remember, hack the planet.
Special preview on Instagram if you follow us.
Truth that.
Hello, friendship.
Truth. Good night. Oh, baby, I will help. All I need is my brother. I will help. I say I'm a